get the area cleaned up for you guys.
Richard? Another prank. It's another prank call show. They make some fucking funny phone calls. It's another prank call show. Yeah!
Hello, darlings. This is Richard, and you're listening to Boner Show number 7. Today is May 29th, 2019, which means I'm releasing this a few days earlier than I anticipated. Not to toot my own horn, whatever that means, but I'm really working hard to bring all of you content on a regular basis. I wish I could do more, but, you know, real life. But thank you for your support. I appreciate the hell out of it. Just a quick question before we get started. I haven't been crediting a producer for the Bonersodes, because I figured you cool $5 plus peeps would want your names mentioned on the full shows that everyone hears. But would you want me to credit you in the Bonersodes as well? Leave your answers in the comments section on the Patreon. These calls are from Memorial Day. You'll hear some phones ring, some angry people, and a few great hang-up noises. Enjoy!
Hello.
Hi, Gary.
Hi.
Hey, it's your neighbor, Winston.
Winston, my neighbor?
Yeah, over here on... just a few houses down from you.
Do we meet?
I don't know if we've ever met in person, but I was just calling because I was hoping that you would bring the flag that you took down, you know, the one that was hanging over my porch. I was wondering if you could just bring that back.
I think you called the wrong person.
Oh, no, this is Gary, right?
I didn't take any flag down from anyone's porch.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's okay. Like, I don't want to make a big deal out of it or anything.
No, but I don't know what you're talking about. Please. You mean the flag that I have in front of my house that's been there for, like, the last month that I bought at Walmart?
Well, yeah, but, like, I have the same one, you know, like, over my porch there, and I got you on the security camera the other day.
Yeah.
Like,
all right, well, okay, please show it to me. I'd love to see, because you don't have me on the security guy.
Oh, yeah.
I don't go, first of all, I don't go on anyone else's property. I'm not a thief. I'd love to see it. Could I come over and see it?
Yeah, like, I can show you the footage, but can you bring the...
I'd love to see it, please, because it's not me. I promise you that.
Yeah, I'll
I don't steal. I don't steal.
Okay, well, I mean, maybe...
Can I come over right now? Well, I'd like to see it, and you'll see it's not me.
Yeah, you can come over.
I don't steal.
Like, I'm not saying you stole it. Like, maybe you just borrowed it or something, or maybe you got confused.
I understand. That's very kind of you to use those words, but no. I would not borrow anything without anyone's permission.
Yeah, I don't know. It was just kind of strange.
Why would I borrow a flag when I have my own flag?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
$12 at Walmart. I don't do that. That's not me.
Yeah.
Let me come over right now. Please show me the footage, because it's not me.
Yeah, just bring the flag.
I promise you, it's not me.
Just bring the flag with you, though, because, you know, I just want to put that back up, because, you know, of all days.
Why am I going to give you my flag? I'm not going to give you my flag.
Well, I don't want your flag.
I've had this flag for years.
I don't want your flag. I just want mine back. Just bring it back. And, you
well, I don't know where yours is. Well, I don't know where yours is. I've had my flag.
Oh, you lost it?
Any of my neighbors how long I've had that flag up there. I've had that flag forever. I don't borrow flags without permission, and I don't steal flags. I know you're not saying I'm stealing it. That's very nice of you, but I don't borrow flags. Tell me your address. I'll come over. I want to see the footage.
Is it possible that maybe you had, like, an episode or something? Like, I don't know. Maybe are you on, like, any kind of medication? Maybe you had, like, some kind of episode? Because
don't make stupid fucking remarks like that. No, I'm not on any medication. You say you got me on film. Let's see it.
Well, yeah, and it's really weird.
You don't have me on film. You're lying.
Oh, no, definitely not. Oh, see, now you're calling
me
a liar.
Because I don't go in people's
See,
jobs.
Now the gloves are off.
You don't have me on film.
Now the gloves are off. Like, if you're going to call me a liar, I'll just call you a thief. Just bring back my flag. We'll make an even exchange.
I don't have your flag.
Okay, well, where'd you put it then?
Well, you're accusing me. You said, what am I, on drugs or something? What kind of fucking remarks are those?
Well, I'm just saying, like, medication.
Drugs.
Like, maybe you had, you know.
Show me, listen.
Maybe you blacked out.
You called and said you had me on tape. Show it to me.
Well, and I have you on tape. It's weird, too, because, like, you.
Let's see it. Okay?
You took the flag down.
Show me on tape, because you're lying.
Well, no,
I'm going to call you a liar because I'm
not on tape. It's definitely you, though. Like, I recognize you.
I'm sorry. You're mistaken.
Like, I have an HD camera.
You're mistaken.
You're, like, whipping the flag over your head and everything and, like, putting it between your legs.
It's not me.
Yeah, well,
you're mistaken.
But I have an HD camera, so it's definitely you. Like, the video doesn't lie.
How much you want to bet it's not me? How much you want to bet it's not me?
I'll bet you $100 it's you.
Let's do it right now. Come on. What's your address?
Okay.
What's your address? I'll come over now.
Let's shake on it. Come on over. I'm over here at...
Well, what's your address? I don't even know where you live. I don't even know who you are.
I'll meet you out front. I'm just a couple houses down from you. I'm in the brown house.
I'll come on now.
All right. I'll see you out there, motherfucker.
Hello?
Hi, Michael.
Speaking.
Hey, it's your neighbor, Winston.
Yes?
Hey, I was just wondering if you could bring back the flag that you took down off of my front porch the other day.
I no longer... What house are we talking about, bro? Are we talking about...
Yeah.
I don't live there, man. I sold my house like months ago.
Oh, that's weird, because I got you on the security camera, you know, just kind of creeping over in the middle of the night, taking that flag down off my porch. And it's no big deal. Like, I don't really care, but, you know, do you think you'd just bring
that
back?
We're talking about Five Seas.
Yeah, I'm just a few houses down from that, and I got you on the...
Yeah, bro, look at your camera. That wasn't me.
Oh, it's definitely... I recognize you. Like, I got an HD camera set up, and it's definitely
okay,
you.
Bro, whatever you want to do, bro, I'm letting you know.
Well, I'm not your bro, chief. And you just need to bring that flag back.
Well, I don't... Where were we last night, actually?
Last night?
Did you say it?
Last night, Saturday?
Yeah, here you go, trying to come up with an alibi.
Yeah,
look,
we're at
just
my parents' house last night, man, and we came here and slapped. You can do whatever security footage you want from your front gate. I was nowhere even on that side.
Oh, you definitely
and
were.
I lived there for months, so the time you can stamp. Go blame the new neighbor, maybe have someone else, but...
It's definitely you. Look, I don't understand why you're lying. I don't understand why you're lying. That's the weird thing. Like, I don't really care. I'm not going to make a big deal out of it, but just bring the flag back, that's all. Like, it's not yours. You know?
Bro, I didn't take your flag.
Oh, but you definitely did. Like, I got you on the footage. Like, you ripped the flag down, and then you're, like, putting it in between your legs and kind of, I don't know, just, like, whipping it around your head, and then you just run off with it.
Okay, bro. So, you can go look at your own security cameras from your front, see who went in and out.
I already did.
Was nowhere.
Like, I'll play you the footage if you come over. Just bring the flag with you.
Oh, you know what? Call the fucking police. You want to give me their address?
No, I'm not going to. I mean, it's not a police matter. We can settle this, you know, just, you know, like men.
Yeah, here's the thing. It wasn't
me.
Hey,
can you tell that woman in the background to shut the fuck up? You know,
no, listen here, chief. You fucking call me again, I'm going to claim harassment on your ass. Fuck you. I didn't take your fucking flag, bro.
I'm just asking.
Hello?
Hi, Ernie.
Yes?
Hey, this is... Okay. Ernie?
Who's this?
This is Winston with the HOA.
Yeah, what about?
And I was just calling because we had some reports that you were doing some barbecuing over there.
No, I don't live here anymore. I don't live at...
Oh, you're not over there on Alencia?
No.
Okay, do you know who's there now? Because we had some reports that somebody at your old address was doing barbecuing.
Well, you have to call the president of the association to find out who it is.
No, because, you know, I'm over here in the HOA office, and our records still show that you live there.
No, I moved 2 years ago.
Now you wouldn't
sold the house.
Now, you wouldn't be lying to me, would you?
I wouldn't lie to you.
Okay.
I'm at okay?
Okay, well, this sounds very suspicious. Like, you're not trying to evade the HOA bylaws.
I'm not evading anything.
Okay, well, because you sound
you
very...
You have the wrong person but to accuse for barbecuing, okay?
Okay, but you sound very guilty right now. Your voice is very shaky.
I am not guilty.
We have sensors on the phones that indicate
yes,
that you're...
Yes, you can. Call Sam Gold. He knows that I moved 2 years ago.
Oh, no. Sam, he's an asshole. We don't talk to Sam. But there's a sensor on the phone here that says that your blood pressure is...
Hello?
Hi, Vivian?
Yes.
Hey, it's Winston with the HOA.
Yes, Winston.
Hey, I was just calling because we received a report that you didn't have an American flag on display at your house.
Who are you?
This is Winston Beauregard with the HOA.
Well, I don't know you.
Oh, yeah, I don't think you know me personally, but, yeah, I just work for the HOA, and they have...
There's nobody working for the HOA.
Oh, of course.
They work... No,
of course there is. Don't be silly.
We don't hire people, okay?
Oh, definitely
excuse me, I have to go. I have company, okay?
Vivian, listen, you're in violation of the bylaws, though.
What bylaws?
The bylaw that we put...
What are you talking about?
Like, everyone's supposed to be, you know, flying the
No,
American
no,
flag,
I never heard of it.
Especially for the holiday.
I'll check it with my husband. He's a lawyer. I'll check it out.
Well, thanks. Vivian, you're being very anti-American right now. You need to get a flag please. Out there. Everybody's a lawyer.
Hello.
Hello, Adriana.
Who?
Adriana?
I think you got the wrong number.
Oh, crap.
Goodbye.
Who's this?
What do you mean, who's this? You're calling me.
Well, this is Winston.
Who do you want to talk to?
This is Winston with the HOA. You're not over there on are you?
No, I'm not there. Is there something special she should know? I'm her uncle.
Oh, you're Adriana's uncle.
That's right.
Oh, so does she live over here in
does she live there?
Oh, okay. You don't have her number,
do you? She owns a house there.
Yeah, over there on
I'm sorry, sir. I've never done business with you before.
Yeah, I was just trying.
Who are you exactly?
My name's Winston. I'm with the Homeowners Association. I was trying to reach Adriana, but I guess we just have your number on file. You don't have her number, do you?
Mm-hmm. No. Oh. I'd like you to tell me why you want to speak to her.
Oh, I was just calling because we had a report that she was flying her American flag upside down. I just want to give her a heads up that she needs to go out there and fix that.
Oh, this is a... Okay, did you vote for Trump?
What do you mean? No, definitely not.
You're giving me the same bullshit that he gives all the Americans.
What are you talking about? I'm just saying that Adriana...
No, I'm sorry, sir. I don't...
It's probably just like an honest mistake.
You're completely off the whack. I'm sorry, I'm not going to talk to you. Goodbye.
No, I've got several reports here. Listen, motherfucker. I've got several...
Please enjoy this Verizon ringback tone while your party is reached.
Oh, boy.
Hello?
Hi, Rosanna?
Yes?
Hey, it's Winston with the HOA.
Oh, hi. How are you?
Oh, not too bad. I was just calling because we had some reports that you were over there with Chris doing some barbecuing.
No?
Yeah, that's what it says here on my printout.
Which house are you looking at?
You know, the one over there on Alencia.
We don't have... Well, my husband's not even in the country right now.
Yeah, well, that's likely story, but I got a report here that says that you and Chris were doing some barbecuing today, and, you know, that's against the HOA bylaws. Like, you're not supposed
Winston,
to...
Which HOA are you talking about? I think you're looking at the wrong house.
Oh, no. You're at Tina Alencia, right?
Yeah.
Yep, that's what the report here says, that you and Chris were over there doing some barbecuing, and, you know, we have a neighborhood-wide ban on barbecuing any meat products, you know, because the HOA president is a vegetarian.
Is this a joke?
So, like, if you were barbecuing, like, mushroom caps or something like that, that's fine. But according to the readout here, it says that you had some chicken on the grill and other, you know, meat-related products. And you just need to knock that off, you and Chris.
Who is this?
This is Winston with the...
I don't know who Winston is.
Winston Beauregard. I work over here in the office.
There's no office for the HOA.
Well, that you know of. I mean, there definitely is. That's where I am right now. Like, they called me in on my day off.
I think you're lying.
Oh, no, why would you...
I think you're lying.
Look, they called me in on my day off to make these phone calls.
Hello?
Hi, Linda.
No, I'm sorry. Who were you calling?
Oh, this isn't Linda or Charles?
No, there's nobody here by this either of those names.
Oh, this
what
is...
number were you calling?
Well, this is Winston. I'm with the HOA over here in...
I don't even live in here.
Weird.
I live in...
Oh, weird.
And I've had this number for just over 2 years.
Oh, so you stole that number from Linda and Charles?
I must have. They must have gotten rid of it, and I got it next.
You must be one of those, like, phone number thieves that I keep hearing about. Like, you like, outbid Linda and, like, took her number or something?
Yeah, you'll have to blame the phone company. They gave it to me.
Yeah, see, that phone company, like, I don't know. There's like a guy there named Chad, and he keeps screwing things up. Like he accidentally like takes people's numbers and gives it to somebody else. Like they'll say like, oh, it spells like my business name. And the next thing you know, like somebody that's had a number for like 30 years, like he just changes their number and there's like nothing they can do about
it. Well, I tell you, the only place that has called this number looking for somebody besides me is you guys. Hmm. So apparently they didn't want the number anymore. No, you're the only one that doesn't know that.
Oh,
but
so,
that is the 865-58 is my number now.
Yeah, yeah. Does that spell something? Like, do you own a business, or why did you need that number?
I have that number because the phone company gave me that number.
Oh, but you didn't bid for it? Like, you didn't spend, like, $10,000 on it or anything?
Absolutely not. That's insane.
Oh, yeah, because some people do that, you know? Like, they just outbid someone for their number, and then they get to take it, you know?
Well, I don't have that kind of money, and I'm not that crazy about any particular number. Whatever God gives me is good for me.
Yeah, God works for the phone company, definitely.
Well, he has everything. It's his world.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, I'd appreciate it if you would take my phone number out of your records.
Yep, I'll do that.
You are not going to find anyone at this number that's associated with...
Okay, yep, I'm deleting it from the list right now.
All right, thank you. You have a good evening.
Thanks, bye.
Mm-hmm, bye-bye.
Hello?
Hi, Nick?
Yes?
Hey, it's Winston with the HOA.
Yes?
Hey, I was just calling because we had a report here that showed that you were flying the American flag upside down.
I'm not flying it upside down.
Oh, that's not what the report here says. So, like, you had it set up upside down. Like, what? I'm just calling.
Who the hell are you?
This is Winston. I'm with the HOA.
Yeah.
And they called.
Who reported that?
Well, I mean, it's a unanimous report, but we had a few of them come in. Like, a few different sources are telling us that you're.
Let me take a look. Just a minute. I'm gonna go upside down. This is a flag that my father gave me.
Hmm.
I've had for 50 years. Let me see now.
Yeah, well, a few upside people down. Called in and said that you were that you had it upside down. So I'm just wondering what that's all about, you know?
Just a minute.
Okay.
It's not upside down. Let's see. The stars and stripes are on the top. The stars are on the top. Who the hell called you?
Oh, there were four different people in the
really
in the street.
My flag is upside down.
Are you sure it's okay. You know, like maybe
it's not
it was
upside down? Okay, you come to my house and we'll talk again. Okay.
Well, why are you getting so upset about it? Like
because
you know,
I'm not flying it upside down.
Well, I mean, you sound very suspicious right now. Like that's very that's very anti-American of you to be flying the flag upside down, especially.
I'm not flying it upside down.
Especially on Memorial Day of all days. Like you know, what's that about?
Where do you live?
You know, I live here in the neighborhood.
What's your last name?
Beauregard.
Will you please come by my house and we'll talk again?
Oh, I don't have time for that. Like, I don't think I want to meet face to face with someone that flies the flag upside down. That's just downright disrespectful.
It's not upside down.
Well, I mean, you say that, but there's a sensor in my phone that shows that your blood pressure is elevated. That's a clear indicator that you're lying.
You know what? I think this is a fraud call.
I think you're an anti-American crazy person.
I think you're a bastard. That's what I think you are.
Whoa, a bastard? Why would you say that? Hello, Nick? Nick?
Hello?
Hi, Audrey?
This is not Audrey. Can I take a message?
Oh, yeah, well, this is her neighbor, Winston.
Okay.
And I was just, I was going to ask her if she could bring back the American flag that she took down. Like, I had it flying outside my entryway there.
Okay, are you calling for Audrey Ruda?
Yeah.
Okay. What flag did she take down?
Well, I had a flag flying, like, over my front porch, you know, the American flag. And she snuck over... last night and just like took it down and ran off with it. And I was just
you got the wrong number because Audrey would have.
Oh no, it was definitely
you got the
Audrey.
Wrong number.
I have her on the security camera. Like she snuck over, all you know, sneaky like and everything.
It's not her.
Oh, it's definitely Audrey. I recognize her on the footage, and she just like ripped the flag down, and she kind of like whipped it around her head a few times, like twirled it around, and then just ran off with it.
I'm telling you that they have the wrong person. You have the wrong number. It's not her.
Oh, no, it's definitely her. And you know, like I don't want to make a big deal out of it or anything, but if she could just bring that flag back, I'd appreciate it.
Okay.
You know that thing, it cost me $4.99 at Walmart.
Okay.
You know. Money doesn't just grow on trees.
All right, bye.
Can you tell her to bring the flag back? Hey, bastard.
Hello?
Hi, David.
Yes?
Hey, this is Winston with the HOA.
Okay.
And I was just calling because we had a report that showed that you and Beth were over there doing some barbecuing.
Okay.
And, you know, you need to knock that off because that's against the HOA bylaws. You know that, right?
What are you talking about?
Like, you're not supposed to be barbecuing any meat products. Like, if it was, you know, something like a mushroom cap or whatever, that would be fine. But, you know, we have that ban in place on animal products in the neighborhood.
Never heard of it before.
It's definitely a thing. Like, you know, because the HOA president, he's a vegetarian, so...
You know a guy named Winston from the HOA? I have no idea what you're talking about. Get lost.
Okay, what do you mean, get lost? Look, they called me in on my day off to make...
Yep.
Hi, David. I just want to let you know that if you continue to, you know, barbecue that meat and everything, that we're going to be adding
I've been here 6 years. No one ever said a word to me about anything. I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, okay, then you should be up
What's
to...
What's your name?
My name's Winston, and if you know, you should
I
be up to...
I never heard of you before.
Well, that doesn't mean anything. I work over here in the office. Like, you need to just knock that off.
What office?
The HOA office.
What are you talking about?
Listen, if you don't knock that off, we're going to be adding a $25 barbecue fee to your HOA dues.
Okay. I'm shaking in my boots from you.
Well, you just need to drop the attitude, smartass, because...
Hello?
Hi, Stephanie?
Who's calling?
This is Winston with the HOA.
Yeah?
And I was just calling because we received a report here that indicated that you were flying the American flag upside down.
You got the wrong person.
Oh, no, you're over there on Casa Rio, right?
I don't have a flag out.
Oh, that's not what the report here shows. Looks like we had five different people calling in and saying that you and Gene over there had the flag upside down.
Well, are you going to believe five people?
Well, I mean, it's five different...
You're going to believe...
Well, it's five different people.
Are you going to believe me? I've never had a flag out.
Oh, well, why not? Like, it's Memorial Day. Like, of all days, you should have a flag out.
Fine. Put one in front of your house.
There's one outside my house right now, and it's right side up.
Good for you.
You're not one of those anti-American types, are you?
I think this conversation has gone far enough.
Well, I think you and Gene need to just get out there and turn that flag right side up. There's going to be a $25 upside-down American flag fee.
If you can find a flag outside of my house, that's fine.
Oh, were you...
I have never put one up, and I don't have one up now, upside down or right side up.
You live in this country, right? Like, you should show your patriotism.
Goodbye. Don't tell me how to live. Hello?
Hello, Stephanie? Can you put Gene on the phone?
No.
Okay, well, I just want to talk to someone that's a little bit more reasonable than you.
When you tell me that I'm lying because I have a flag outside, I have no respect for what you're saying.
Oh, I didn't say you were lying, but it shows here on the phone sensor, it indicates that you are lying. Because it says like you have like a elevated heart rate and you're perspiring. So those are clear indicators that you're being deceitful.
Who is this I'm talking to?
This is Winston, once again, with the HOA. And I don't know...
Winston?
Winston. And I don't know what your problem is, but you just need to get out there and fix that flag and, you know, just fall in line with the...
Hello?
Hi, Sarah?
Yes.
Hey, it's your neighbor, Winston? I'm just a couple of houses down from you. Hey, I was wondering, do you think you could bring back that flag that you took down off of my front porch?
I not understand what you say.
Oh, you don't speak the English?
No, I speak. Say again. I not hear you very.
I have a security camera set up, and I played it back, and I noticed that last night you snuck over and you took the American flag down off of my porch. You know, I had it flying out there in front of the door, and
I took it.
Yeah, I got you on camera, and it's, you know, like, it's no big deal. Like, I'm not gonna make a big stink out of it or anything. But do you think you could just bring that back?
Just a minute, I not understand the word. My husband, he can spelling to me.
Okay.
Hello.
Hi, is this Air?
Yes.
Hey, this is your neighbor, Winston. I'm a couple houses down from you.
Yes.
And I was just asking if Sarah could bring back the American flag that she took down off my front porch.
Oh, we didn't take no flag. She didn't take no flag.
Oh, no, she definitely did. She definitely did. I have a HD security camera set up, and I could see her as clear as day. She snuck over in the middle of the night, and she took the flag down. And I'm sure she's just borrowing it, but I was just hoping she could bring it back.
No, she didn't borrow it, and she didn't take it.
Oh, she definitely took it. Like, the camera doesn't lie.
When she did it?
It was just last night. She snuck over.
Last night she was here with me.
Yeah, but it was like, the timestamp says it was 3:18 in the morning, so she must have snuck out.
3:18 in the morning?
Yeah, she snuck out and took the flag, and I don't know what she's doing with it. I don't really need to know.
It happened that last night, all night, I was working, and she was sleeping.
Well, how do you know she was sleeping if you were at work?
Because I was working at home.
Oh, well, she snuck
out. I was
out.
On my computer.
Well, maybe she opened the window and went out the window or something.
She went out from the window?
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. She snuck out, though, because you didn't see her.
I don't know. You can do whatever you want.
Well, I'll show you the camera footage, but do you think you could just bring the flag with you?
I'm sorry, it's wrong.
That flag cost me $11.99 at Walmart. You know, it's like I can't just go buy another one. Money doesn't.
So go and buy another one.
Hey, I don't have that kind of money. You know, I can't. Hey,
stop.
That is all for now. Thanks once again to all of you for your support. Don't forget to leave your feedback on the producer credits for Bonersodes thing. Here's a song and then a secret clip, as per usual.
With nothing in his pockets but baloney food stamps, he learnt the ways of the homeless tramps, menial jobs, and meeting strangers. His life was filled with constant dangers.